USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, the president's attorney, Kenneth Starr, says the U.S. is now living in the age of impeachment.
Instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, presidential impeachment has become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent.
Kobe Bryant's pilot received special permission to fly in the fog minutes before the fatal crash on Sunday. Air traffic control audio posted by liveatc.net contains a portion of the audio where the controller says the helicopter is flying too low for them to monitor.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
No response was heard, and seconds later, the helicopter crashed, killing all 9 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Uncle Sam is ready for you to start filing your taxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th.
General Motors is investing over $2 billion in its Detroit Hamtramck plant to produce all-electric trucks and SUVs. The move will create 2,200 jobs as the facility becomes the automaker's first all-electric vehicle plant. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says he called General Motors CEO Mary Barra after the automaker announced it would close the plant last year.
If you're going to build the vehicles of the future somewhere, why wouldn't you build the future of the vehicles in the city?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Harvey Weinstein's former production assistant is taking the stand in his sex crimes trial in New York on Monday. Mimi Haley is one of the two women whose accusations are at the center of a handful of charges Weinstein faces. She told the jury that Weinstein raped her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006. Weinstein says the sex was consensual. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. Highways, buses, trains, and planes are all used as modes of transportation for human and sex traffickers. With airports being a major concern, many airports are signing on to a new partnership program with the Department of Homeland Security. The DHS Blue campaign educates people to help identify survivors and stop human trafficking. Everett Bartlett is the president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. He shares with USA Radio News what happens to children that are trafficked.
Well, Tim, there's actually many different scenarios, and that's part of the reason why this is a complicated problem. But I'll tell you, a common scenario are runaway youth. Okay, we're talking about youth that have ended up in foster care or in a, you know, some kind of welfare context. And, you know, we're talking about teenagers now who are in a foster care situation, and they decide to run away. Okay. So first of all, they were vulnerable in the first place because they're in foster care. Then they run away. They're even more vulnerable